Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. And he's got a frog in his throat again. Hold on. Oh, it's a lot better. And special guest, Chris Rose, really a rising star in the MAGA movement nationwide, starting here in West Virginia. He knocked off a rhino that had 10 times the amount of money that he had. A phony Maroney who's full of baloney. So Chris Rose, a very special guest, state senator, and his future, I think, is very, very, very bright. And he is one of us, and started interviewing him last hour, and I said, this is going so well, let's just continue with this. So, Chris, what's that noise I'm hearing in the background there?
I don't know. It must be on your end. That's pretty quiet over here this morning.
All right. All right. Fine. I thought Amber was acting up again. So, by the way, you can also see a Facebook live stream. I've got a picture of Chris and Amber, and it's, as you can tell by looking, we spare no expense when it comes to top quality production standards here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. anyway, so, Chris, tell me, are there any rhinos here in the northern panhandle, maybe in the House of Delegates, that we need to knock off? Or other than Ryan Weld, are we pretty much in good shape with MAGA candidates?
No, I would argue that we definitely have room for improvement to look at some primaries in the northern panhandle, other in addition to Ryan Weld. Jimmy Willis would come to mind. He's a young gentleman who I thought may would have good promise, because you don't know with a lot of these young people, they talk a good game, they get elected, they don't have much life experience to back it up. But unfortunately, when he got in there, the first thing he did was start voting rhino. So that's one that we need to challenge.
Yeah.
There's a couple others. There's we need to watch what happens with the Diana Winsor Reid, Bill Flanagan seat. She's outgoing, but Bill Flanagan's coming in. Now, it was a moderate versus a rhino, and the moderate did prevail. But at the end of the day, and, you know, West Virginia, this is MAGA Nation. You know, hopefully he steps up to the plate and becomes a MAGA Republican. If he doesn't, that right there needs to turn around and be another primary challenge again in 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, those are definitely some seats that we need to see. You know, we always pay attention as a voter to the president, to Congress, to U.S. Senate and governor. But these down-ballot races, these are the ones we really have to pay attention to in primary. Because I'll use a sports analogy, it's stacking the bullpen, folks. You know, today's delegate's tomorrow's state senator.
Yep.
Today's state senator is tomorrow's congressman. You absolutely have to vet these down-ballot races, because that's where we build the base. That's where we build the bullpen for the future, where we get good quality candidates, you know, MAGA candidates rising up through the ranks. And that's where it starts. So you're absolutely right. We absolutely have to continue looking at these delegates and senator races. And every time there's a rhino, we need to examine it as an opportunity to primary them and get one of our own elected.
Yeah, Zatezlo, what's he like?
Zatezlo is another one where I'm hoping he ages out here, because he's getting to be, long in the tooth. But that's another one I would look at primarying. You know, he also supported Form Energy and defends his Green New Deal, and he calls it economic development. I'm all about economic development when it's getting the government out of the way and allowing the capitalistic economy to do what it does best, create jobs,
right?
Not by taking taxpayers' money and picking winners and losers, especially when it's Bill Gates and the Green New Deal.
It's corporate welfare. It's all it is. It's just corporate welfare. Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and all the rest with Form are just corporate welfare queens. That's all they are. Taking taxpayer money like this. I mean, how's Wakeman, Chapman or Chapman Wakeman? What's her name again?
It's Laura Wakeman Chapman.
Right.
She's very good. Very good conservative. Good friend of mine. We'll have my full support for re-election.
Excellent.
So I'll just go ahead and throw it out there now for anyone that's listening that may potentially want to challenge her. She will have the full weight and support of my campaign behind her. She's done a very good job advocating on these liberty issues. She's done a very good job on advocating for Second Amendment. She's pro-life. She wants medical freedom. She backs Patrick Morsi over the Moore Capito family dynasty. So she's definitely, you know, had some gut check moments and passed a lot of the tests. So therefore, I'm definitely going to back her in her reelection here. and make sure hopefully we could pick off some of these delegate seats, in addition to also getting her reelected, but pick up a few conservative seats on the down ballot as well.
No, that sounds absolutely wonderful. No question. Are all the RINOs part of the Archmore political dynasty? Are they all pretty much, that's where the concentration of RINOs is in West Virginia, within the Archmore family?
For the most part, that's a very fair assessment. You know, like the ones we've mentioned here on the air this morning all come from the Archmore camp. It may have to do with that's originally where the Archmore family was from. That may have some to do with that geographically here in, you know, in the northern panhandle part of the state. But, yeah, you know, across the state as a whole, you'll see them either be in the Archmore family RINO wing or even the Carol Miller RINO wing. Oh. And they're not necessarily always intertwined, but you do have both of those pockets. And it mostly is geographical, based on where Shelly is and where Carol is. But that's the two pockets of RINOs you have to deal with. And the good news is sometimes they fight each other, which helps us. But, you know, they don't fight each other enough. I would like to stir that pot a little more between those two camps. But at the end of the day, it is concentrated in between those two camps right there. They're either recruited by Shelly's group or recruited by Carol's group. And they're backed by the Chamber of Commerce, which is woke. It sounds like it's pro-business, but it's actually to the left of woke. And then you have Bill Cole and these other people backing them as well.
My goodness. For Shelley Moore Capito, I remind people that she's the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty. And all of these people who are part of it are just archmorons. That's what I call them anyway. So what makes the woman representing the first congressional district in West Virginia, the lower half of the state, Carol Miller, what makes her so strong? Is it the money from the car business, the dealerships, or because she doesn't have much of a presence, it seems, at least to me up here.
So what makes her, you're very right, she comes from a very wealthy family. You know, she owns buffalo farming. She owns a lot of car dealerships. She is very entrenched with the Republican leadership in D.C. So at this time, she's actually spent like $7 million of her own money pushing Chris for governor. She didn't have to spend much of her own money on herself, because she was able to spend her money on her son, because she's very close to Mike Johnson. She was very close to Kevin McCarthy. Ugh. She's very deeply entrenched in House leadership. So, I mean, that's what makes her so hard to defeat financially. Now, she has that Huntington address, and a lot of what you've seen there in that race, Derek got 40% of the vote and was significantly outspent. Mm. But she had a Huntington address, and he was running out of Wayne County, West Virginia. And I hate to say geographical location matters, but unfortunately, to a lot of political experts, they'll agree that, you know, if you have one running from a big city and then one running out from the farm, the one from the big city gets a 5 to 10% head jump right off the bat. Yep. So if you look at the numbers he lost at, if you just swung at 5 or 10% back the other way, that's a coin toss all of a sudden. So, you know, that's part of the reason why she does so well is the money, and she always runs with a Huntington address. And I don't think so far, again, I hate that geographical location matters on the ballot. I'm just speaking from a analytical standpoint here. Mm-hmm. Just that, you know, I wish it wasn't the case, but it's been proven time and time again. So I've encouraged Derek, if he decided ever running as her again, to maybe, you know, move from where he lives into Huntington or into Charleston. I said, I hate that you have to do that, but I mean, if that's what it takes to beat the establishment, it's what one of us needs to be willing to do.
No question. No question. But, and the media also, up here, we have two useless TV stations and useless newspapers, billionaire Bob Nutting and all that. And they might as well be liberal Democrats, the way they cover politics. If they cover politics at all, it's always from the left-wing perspective. They have no time. They spend virtually no airtime at all covering MAGA candidates. They just don't. Their bias is so overwhelming, it's disgusting to me. Is it the same way throughout the state or just up here?
No, it's throughout the entire state. They try to act like we don't exist.
Exactly.
They try to give us no name ID. We don't exist. And they do that. So they try. It's their way of trying to say, the people we cover, these are the viable candidates. These are the people that are relevant.
Right.
All them other people, you need to ignore them. They're just noise. They're not relevant enough for us to cover. And that's the tactic the establishment does. If they can't beat you, they try to ignore you.
Yep. No question about it. I'm doing whatever I can up here with the radio stations and the Facebook live streaming and all of that, and giving as much airtime as possible. I'm all in with you. I'm all in with the MAGA movement in West Virginia and Ohio, of course. And No question about that. So I don't know what I don't know, Chris Rose. So what question should I have asked you in this interview that you're thinking to yourself, God, why didn't Dimitri ask me about this, that, or the other? What should I have asked you that I didn't?
Who is Senator Randy Smith, and why is Chris Rose so excited to see him become the Senate president?
You know, I meant to ask you that question. Why don't you just answer it?
Okay, so Senator Randy Smith is also a West Virginia coal miner, retired of 44 years, lives in Tucker County. He's also a farmer. He is a lifelong West Virginian. He has stood in the trenches when we've been fighting these liberty issues on the grassroots. He's been one of the few, and I mean few, who were elected that stood with us on medical freedom, who stood with us on campus carry back before we could ever get it passed for the Second Amendment. He was with us on the pro-life issues every step of the way. And even though he has been elected for so many years, because he's not a career politician, because he works as a coal miner in addition to being a state senator, so it's not like he didn't have a blue-collar job. I look at him as the exception to the rule of somebody who's been there for a minute. Despite all of that, despite being there that long, despite being, you know, a good fundraiser, because he definitely is a lot better fundraiser than me, I'll tip my hat to him on that. Despite all of that, he held true to his conservative and Christian convictions and values, and never once sold out. That's what resonated with me. That's what stood out about Randy Smith to me, is somebody who had been there for two terms as a state senator and still be just as conservative as the day he got mad enough to run. Because let's be honest, that's what it takes to primary an incumbent Republican from the right, is you get fed up of what they're doing. You say, I've had enough of this and I'm going to run against them. Despite being there that long, he still held on to all of that. And he's the only one that mentioned conservative values and his Christian values in his pitch in caucus to be the next Senate president. You know, it says something right there that, you know, when you're doing your pitch and he mentions God, he mentions conservative values and freedom, that resonates with me.
No question. No question. Hey, Chris, we're almost out of time. I want to thank you so very much for giving us all the extra time. Well, all the time, of course, this morning. You're a great guy. You got about a minute. You get the last word to speak directly to the Northern Panhandle here and really anyone who's tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hand my microphone over to West Virginia State Senator Chris Rose. Chris, my microphone is yours.
First and foremost, I want to thank you, West Virginia, for your support and your faith you've instilled in me. It's never easy to vote against a two-term incumbent and trust somebody new, so I'm forever grateful for that opportunity. I'm also grateful that you did it in such a fashion that we didn't have a general opponent, because it did free me up to help President Trump in Pennsylvania. And just like many of you, I stayed up late with all eyes on Pennsylvania to deliver that victory. I look very much forward to being with him on the 20th at his inauguration. But back to West Virginia, after I wanted to say that, I look forward to that. But thank you. I'm so excited for the opportunity we have here with Governor-elect Morsi, with Senator President-elect Randy Smith. We have finally a window to get some of these liberty issues done, to get reduce the size of government, to cut spending, to cut our taxes, and to ensure that we put West Virginia first and ensure that Mountaineers will always be free. Thank you again for your support. And we'll finally say, have a Merry Christmas. Isn't it great to have an administration that says Merry Christmas again?
Chris Rose, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do it? Quickly.
So you can find me on my website at chrisrosewv.com and Facebook and X at chrisrosewv.
Wonderful. Anytime you need publicity for anything connected with MAGA, connected with Trump, anything, you just give me a call and we'll get you on the air here. And if you're ever in the neighborhood, we'll get you in the studio. Keep up the great work, Chris Rose. I see nothing but great, great, great things in store for you. You have a great day, sir.
All right, you too, my friend.
Thank you. Chris Rose, one of the rising stars in the MAGA movement.